From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 24, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Emilia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane School District unveiled at a meeting of the school board on January 9th, Rider Goals 2021, a plan to raise the district's graduation rates and standardized test scores. The intention is to raise the completion rate by 1% each year, increasing to 95% in 5 years. The district also hopes to grow the number of young students reading at or above grade level by 5%. Ichabod Crane High School Principal Craig Schull said administrators are, and I quote, watching kids in high school who are struggling to graduate, end quote. He also said faculty and administrators will be looking at students in middle school who are struggling. Tim Farley, the middle and elementary school principal, said his administration is, and I quote, really targeting the students that need extra help, end quote. He said school personnel, and I quote, have a slew of interventions, end quote. Primary school principal Andrea Williams, who is in her first year in the district, also said that having the Rider Goals program has been very helpful to her as a new administrator. After taking time to review the goals, the board will officially approve the plan at a future meeting. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Two Catskill High School juniors are headed for Carnegie Hall. Amara Wilson and Alexa Powell, both 16, will perform at the High School Honors Choral Performance in the Women's Choir on February the 4th. The students were chosen in October from a pool of 8,000 applicants. To qualify, a student must be nominated by a music instructor and then submit two recordings for consideration. Wilson and Powell are both sopranos and will each perform six pieces, including Good Night, Dear Heart, I Cannot Dance, O Lord, and Macedonian Humoresque, a piece in the Macedonian language. Wilson comes from a musical family. Her great-great-aunt was jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie's music teacher. Music has given Wilson an identity, and when she expressed interest in playing clarinet in the fifth grade, her mother encouraged her to sing. Powell is a six-year veteran of music theater at school and has also performed at the Proctor School of Performing Arts and at Bridge Street Theater. It will be the first trip to Carnegie Hall for both students, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates across the Mid-Hudson and Catskill region were slightly higher in December 2017 than during the previous year. The State Department of Labor reported January 23rd that Columbia County's jobless rate remains low, tied for the third lowest rate statewide at 3.8%, but slightly higher than the county's rate of 3.6% in December 2016. The unemployment rate reported in Greene County was 5.5%, up from 5% in December 2016. Jobless rates in Dutchess and Ulster counties were up slightly during the same period. The highest unemployment rate in the state last month was 11.3% in Hamilton County in the Adirondacks, 1.5 percentage points higher than the county's December 2016 rate. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, the Times Union is reporting the state university leaders and state education advocates are warning that New York's community colleges may be forced to raise tuition or make cuts under Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed 2019 budget. The budget proposal would cut state aid to SUNY community colleges by 6.8% or $33.9 million in the upcoming academic year. The governor's office attributes the cuts to declining full-time enrollments, which are used to calculate state aid. However, SUNY Chancellor Christina Johnson said at a budget hearing on January 23rd that a large number of community college students are adult learners who require more services. Johnson said, and I quote, "The trend for upstate colleges in particular is seeing more of those part-time students, which is why we feel the time has come to adjust funding formula," end quote. Lawmakers are being called upon by educators to support legislation that would change the state aid formula for community colleges to a base level formula, which would award each college a base level of aid that would not fluctuate with enrollment. State Assembly Member Mark Butler said, and I quote, "I think perhaps our community colleges need a little touch up. I think they haven't been given the full consideration they warrant," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers in the morning. It will be mostly sunny today with a temperature high near 35 degrees, but Wednesday night it will be partly cloudy with a low around 15. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 28 degrees, Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 10 degrees, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 34 degrees, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunrise this morning was at 7:16 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:58 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 24th day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.